Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Today, we will be discussing the purpose of trials and how we can turn them into opportunities for growth and strength. Through biblical examples, life stories, and personal reflection, we will explore the ways in which trials shape us into better and more resilient individuals. Join us with an open mind and heart, and discover the lessons that trials have to teach us as we delve into the topic, the purpose of trials. Our Bible text is from James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
Have you ever found yourself in a difficult situation and thought, why is this happening to me? Trials can be tough and painful, but they also serve a greater purpose in our lives. James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Trials are designed to test our faith and help us grow. They push us out of our comfort zone and help us develop perseverance, patience, and character. When we go through trials, it's important to remember that they're not permanent, but they are opportunities for us to grow and become stronger. One of the most famous stories of someone passing through trials and coming out stronger is Joseph in the book of Genesis. Joseph faced many trials in his life, including being sold into slavery by his own brothers, being falsely accused of a crime, and being forgotten in prison for years. But through it all, Joseph remained faithful to God and trusted in his plan for his life. Joseph's trials helped shape him into the man God intended for him to be. They developed his character and gave him the wisdom and leadership skills he needed to become the second in command of all Egypt. In the end, Joseph was able to use his trials for good, by saving his family and the surrounding nations from famine. Genesis chapter 50 verse 20 says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." This is a powerful example of how trials can have a positive impact on our lives, if we trust in God's plan. Do you face trial today? Hold on to God and trust Him for the best through whatever you are passing through. God has a way of turning our trials into pleasant turnarounds when we wait on Him. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor, in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, writes about his experience in Nazi concentration camps and how he found meaning in the midst of suffering and trials. He says, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. People can take everything away from you but they can't take away your attitude, how you respond to situations." Today, you also can respond to your trials with an attitude of faith, learning and thanksgiving, trusting God for the best. Frankl's trials allowed him to discover the power of perspective and how we can choose our own attitudes, even in the toughest of situations. These examples show us that trials can be opportunities for growth and that we can choose to have a positive attitude in the midst of them. As James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Trials are not meant to break us, but to build us up and make us stronger. Let's use our trials as opportunities for growth and always keep a positive attitude. Now that you have heard this message on the purpose of trials, I would like to ask you to take a moment to reflect on your own experiences with trials. Think about a difficult time in your life and how you handled it. Did you see it as an opportunity for growth and strength, or did you let it defeat you? Take some time to reflect on what you can learn from this experience and how you can apply this lesson to future trials. Remember, trials are not meant to break us, but to build us up and help us become stronger. The key is to have the courage to continue and turn our trials into opportunities for growth and strength. So, what can you do today to help you face your trials with courage and determination? Take some time to write down your thoughts and plan of action. This will help you turn your trials into opportunities for growth and strength in the future. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for always being there for us, even when we face trials and challenges in life. We know that you have a plan for us and that our trials are not meant to break us, but to build us up and help us become the best versions of ourselves. We pray for the courage to face our trials with grace and perseverance, and to turn them into opportunities for growth and strength. We ask that you help us to trust in your plan, and to never lose sight of the hope and purpose you have for our lives. We thank you for your love and support, and we ask today that you bless us with the strength and wisdom to face any trial that may come our way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 31, chapter 32, and chapter 33. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 22 verse 23 to 46. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.